Starting now, I
Wait,
do
what's the
not
wait, what's the
care.
second? Okay.
Yo, I don't care. We are already started and we
Niggas
coming
just
in with
talking about
getting
new
fucked tomorrow.
booty.
They fucked up by
New
the crib, though.
booty.
I might be
Wow.
rich fucked tomorrow. Every
Let's
day the sun
go.
will shine, but that's why I love the Mars. Riding with my twin and them, and we all look good as fuck. She said she my op, but I don't know her. Had to look her up. I know that I'm rich, but I can help it, bitch. I'm hood as fuck. I've been on these bitches next so long, sometimes I'm fucking stuck. I can put you in my business. You might wish me dead tomorrow. Bitches be on dick today, sing every word of up tomorrow. Bitch, I still got cases open. Keep your mouth shut tomorrow. Play with me today, then get some sleep. You know it's up tomorrow.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, you already know what time it is. Episode 58, I believe, of the Sucio Boys podcast. Let's go. You already know what time it is. We outside. Yeah, we coming in hot, man. We talking over top of the music. Marty out here wilding. I had to hit record because these niggas already wanted to start potting. You dig what I'm saying? But
I gave Marty a new AKA. That's all
yeah,
I got.
Hey,
wild.
Yo.
That is wild. Dig what I'm saying? Marty's AKA coming from Bunny is crazy.
Hey, we're going to appeals court. I'll see you
court,
in cap court and we're appealing that
immediately.
One.
But all you niggas, let me get these intros in the way so I can get out the way. I'm 800 number one Shogun and I'm here with my favorite people in the whole wide world, man. And they are already on 12. So first and foremost, may I please introduce the Desert Sunflower herself. The baddest bunny in all the West, dressed in her best, looking amazing, all above the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Miss Bunny Brew. Ma'am, how are you?
Hi.
You know what I'm saying? Get up in the building and get these AKAs off.
Here I go. Here I go. I'm going to be like you guys today. I'm just kidding. I'm not. It's your girl, Buns and Guns. Don't fuck with me, cuz.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yay, the DJ got it wrong. Buns Bunny, courtesy of Sloanskis. Bitcoin Bunny, straight robbing dudes, because you know what they're saying.
Going down all the
Fish
time.
Bunny, keeping it real. Your Latina petty male, because I got to fit in with my boys. Girly Temple. I'm going to do it. And my last two favorite, your East LA mommy and the motherfucking Sucio Queen.
Meow. will forever be my favorite drop.
Oh,
but Miss Bonnie, before we get into how your weekend was, how you are, how Meow. Everything has been, let me introduce a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in his Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. The man, the myth, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, Sloan Kettering. Sir, how are you?
Hi,
just
guys.
Waving.
Just waving. You know, I'm just... As my wife likes to say, I'm just out here new boot goofing. out here having a great time. it's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Scott Addy's favorite, aka Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hammers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the petasaurs. The great value, Zach Fox. The High Chief Peter Maivia, you know, Troman Reigns. I'm trying out a new one, Dean Trelinko, Man of a Thousand Trolls. I like that one so far. Ooh, might have to pencil that one in.
Yo, hey, I gotta get
you know, Mr. Oh, Mr. L1, R1, XO, and I'm up out that jam. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, then you already understand. I might have to change that to like, and a nigga is always trying to score. I might have to change that to like, if you played Madden with Lamar Jackson on the cover.
Oh God, pay that, that man.
Nigga killing. Pay that man. Hello, niggers, and bunny.
Hey, yo, that is so wild, bro.
Hey,
that
yo,
is so
I'm
wild.
Half insulted right now. That's crazy.
What?
Half. Oh, look at you. Look at wow. you.
That is crazy. Mm-mm-mm.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
Next, the new booty.
Here we go. Hey, appeal. Play the law and order. Hit the law and order.
I found you, Miss New Booty. Bring it back. Bring it back to me.
Not yet.
Back to like Bubba Sparks. Like, man.
Emotional damage.
I want all my coins for that. I'm a defamation of character.
Marty came on the show and Bunny gave him an AKA. And
it was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you hear him. It's, man, he's Back to the Future, always doing the things with the stuff. The king of R&B, you dig what I'm saying? The ghostwriter of the ghostwriter next to the ghostwriter. Johnny Blaze, he might be. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You can only find him.
Shout out to Casper.
You can only find him in a few places. Number one, Twitter. Number two. Sucio Boys Podcast.
On God.
Gentlemen, boys and girls. The flyest nigga on the West Coast eating buttered French toast watching Space Ghost Coast to Coast. You dig what I'm saying? It's the boy, Marty McClire, to you. Sir, how are you?
I am groovy. And to the listeners, to you and yours, shout out to y'all. As you just heard, it is your boy, Marty McClire, than you, a.k.a. Elvis Freshly.
Las Vegas.
AKA Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
Love that. AKA Black Sajak. AKA Swell Roy Jetson. AKA Yerv Gotti.
Yerv!
I would say AKA Perk Henning. You know what I'm saying? AKA Skirt Angle. You know what I'm saying? AKA Lurk Nowitzki.
Man in the corner.
AKA.
Who is he?
He's one of them Rangers. Dangerous folk they are, one of the wilds.
AKA. A favorite of the AKAs. I pulled it. Don't try me. Throb Ross. Formerly painter of aunties, but you know. Exclusive art now. If you know, you know. AKA the Shea Butter Batty Daddy Slam Cook. AKA Trill Scott. AKA Screw Her Vandross. AKA Fetty Murphy. AKA the Cruiser Pettyweight Champion of the World. 17 time. Shout out to the Bloodline. If you know, you know. Smooth and Toot Guerrera. AKA Penny Lattimore. I am in your bitch's playlist and probably her auntie's. I'm sorry to tell you. It just is what it is. AKA him, Duncan, and finally, AKA the Afikasi Poppy. Chihu to all my pollies. Shouts out to y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Gunshots.
This nigga, he
billion.
Be shouting out to the freak hoes every episode.
Yo,
hey, yo, that's
it's 2 minutes long.
You be
2 minutes
out.
Long.
Oh, except your
I timed that
board.
Shit. And an exclusive art is fucking sick.
What you mean? It's high end art.
This nigga Wilder, he be shooting his shot at the pollies all the time.
I'm what like, you mean?
Well, that nigga just need to walk in and just be like, where the polyamorous bitches at?
Yo, I got another AKA for you, Marty. Trick Trubisky. I got it.
You know
go.
What? Hold on.
Trick Trubisky. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay. We are there. We are there. I'm going to switch one out with that. I got you.
Oh my gosh.
I was talking about my Polynesian.
Just making sure, man, because you know the only Polys I know is on the TV shows that be on A&E.
I thought you loved multiple bitches.
Yeah. No,
I thought that's what that meant.
Like,
no, I am exclusive.
Nah, that's not what we talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
With one of them plus ones or something.
No, right. We just got one. I'm off the streets.
Thought you was out here with the sister wives
one bitch,
and shit,
two
bro.
Bitch, three, bitch,
I'm in,
four.
No, I'm in the house. I'm in the house now.
I thought your girl had a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Now you like bitches that like bitches.
We don't know.
Educate us, people. Come on the show and let us know what we're supposed to
know. I'm just saying. Hey, shout out to you, babe. You know what I'm saying? What's good? Anyways, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the house and out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, speaking of out the way, let's get this nigga out the way so we can get to my address. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Am I the meanest?
Sure,
no. Am I the prettiest?
Sure, no.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure, no.
But who am I?
Sure, no.
Who am I?
Sure, no.
I can't hear you.
Sure, no.
Shogun.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you already know who it is. 800 number one Shogun. Let's kick this bitch off. Let's go. You dig what I'm saying? Shogun is in the building. Rule number one in the universe is always protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, Shogun comes through with the guillotine and chops the head off. Bitch, do not play with me. Pele with the AK, let this whole thing spray. I'm putting this shit in the upper 90 because that's where I like to place these bitches. Double entendre. Do not even ask me how. Let's keep it going. You dig what I'm saying? Jamming. The curator of combo is in the building. You dig what I'm saying? One Punch Man with the tan next to the Yucatan liquor stand. If you was outside for the 99 and 2000s, you already understand I was out here bagging bunches and bunches of aunties, and I have apologized since then. Sorry, not sorry. You dig what I'm saying? Pablo Baldini coming through, slide tackling niggas into the fourth row, taking ankles, back muscles, quadriceps, all that. But I always get the ball, so it was fair, sir. I don't apologize. Don't call that foul. You dig what I'm saying? Master Bruce with the bubble goose, letting all this shit get loose. And I got the nunchucks in the back pocket because I'm knocking niggas out if they really want to test me. You dig? It's your boy, Dirt Reynolds, pulling up on I-75. Maybe I might be able to find your auntie because she said she might have needed a ride. I do apologize, ma'am, but it looks like you need a little bit of help. If I may, would you like to get in? Dig what I'm saying, baby girl. You know what I mean? We all outside. Anyways, it's getting a little warm or a little cold. Excuse me. I'd like to get you to a place where you can stay warm, if you dig what I'm saying. It's your boy, Flex Luger, putting all the aunties out here in the torture rack. You dig what I'm saying? Trying to crack their back and maybe make some cheeks clap.
This nigga got bars.
You dig what I'm saying? Whole time. Hotep Abachi Chef. Always got that grill on high. Letting all this shit fly. You already know what it is, my guy. You dig. Petty Gordo on the beach doing capoeira like I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Hitting niggas with the motherfucking spinning back heel. I just do this shit on accident. It's your boy, Captain Spare No Hose. You know what I'm saying? Jack Spare No Hose. Ah! The rum is all gone! And as always, actually, excuse me, if I may, I need to make sure that you motherfuckers know. It's Obi-Wan Shinobi. You better act like you know me. Otherwise, I'm pulling the... I got the double blade. You dig what I'm saying? And as always, it's the reigning 99-time pettyweight champion of the world. Actually, you dig what I'm saying? Super reigning pettyweight. I went overseas and started taking all types of belts. You know who it is. It's your boy, Petty Gordo, in the building. Play my music!
can't even say shit that was pulled through like the last couple of weeks. That's definitely the favorite
three,
one.
Three fucking minutes, Amon.
You welcome. They,
but the people love it. The people love it though.
I you did what fucking I'm saying? Time, y'all.
He's got the Call of Duty clips going. Come on.
Fuck what? Type shit.
Oh my god. I mean, hey, man, they just dropped a new beta. You know what I'm saying? Because of A-Hunt.
Try to let these niggas know. You dig what I'm saying? Anyways, people, my people, how are y'all? How are your weekends? How have y'all been? I miss y'all so much.
Oh god.
I know we're back, guys. Did you guys miss us?
Oh. You dig what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Let me get this right for us. You dig? I really, I miss my family, and I feel like we should just go. How are y'all? You dig what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we really about to turn up in this bitch, okay? We know family is in the building. We about to get to it. We have a very interesting podcast this episode, and as always, we are all about this shit. So, if you will, please come on this audio odyssey with us. You dig what I'm saying? I'm here with my family. It's episode 58 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Let's go! I have no reason to play the Wayne version of this, you know what I'm saying? Even though I should, but I just wanted to dance a little bit because I miss y'all so much, and we back. So anyways,
let's start Jordan, shit. He was outside when that dropped.
Yeah, I was actually outside.
I was at the video shoot for that. I remember the shopping center.
Excuse the fuck out of me, sir.
In the oversized purple label. I'ma burn every picture I find.
Was out here looking like Joe Budden Fitz page.
Ralph Lauren mascot.
Yo, don't tell me you ever had a double headband in your life, bro.
Well, I had hair at the time.
Oh my god.
Can I finish? I said double headband during sports. Out in the streets? No. Out in the streets? No.
I don't want to hear none of that shit.
I got pictures. Emotional damage.
Oh my god, the hazing is crazy.
This is why you new booty.
Yo, get this nigga out of here.
No groceries. What is going on? Defamation.
That is crazy. I'm about to drop my Joe Budden NFT with the double headband, bro. Just for you, Marty.
You ain't got no proof. This is y'all trying to twist my words. This is slander.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you know this man, okay, if you know him, all the Polynesians out there, you know what I'm saying, the natives of the land, we need y'all to send us a double headband picture of Marty out here. They wouldn't have
it on my Stone Mountain niggas at 770 POP.
All right, cool. Yeah.
I know your mom listens. Mama Marty. Hey. Mama Marty.
Marty's mama. Hey, send us that. No, I know you got it. It's in a book somewhere right now. All you need to do is just scan it with your iPhone. You know what I'm saying? You can upload that ASAP. It's super easy. I'll send you the tutorial if you need to.
I hate it here.
Look this nigga, man. Anyways, while Marty sits and roasts in his stew of cook, Bunny, how was your weekend?
It was good. I had a great weekend. I went out with my family and we had a good time. Mm-hmm. We went to a 80s musical festival. It was pretty cool. You know, all the 80s cholos were there.
Oh, all that Stevie B playing.
Who?
What? You don't know about the Stevie B?
Yes, I just didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, you know that was playing.
Lisa,
Nicole Jay. Come on. I know what y'all was doing. Y'all went to a car show. There was red lipstick, leather vests, all that.
Yeah, all of that minus the cars. But it was a dope little festival. It was pretty cool. I had a good time. And then on Sunday, you know, just football Sunday. football, even though the fucking Raiders fucking did what they always do.
I know. I had to listen to my mama cuss me out like I was the opposite team.
We went for the 2-point conversion and boop, fuck that up. Get us all excited. And
homeboy dropped that shit in the end zone. That was a perfect catch.
Oh my God. Did you see that? Like he fucking, like what? Why? Why?
It's all good. It's all good. My mom's Raiders lost. My daddy's Niners lost. My Patriots lost. So it was a shitty
that
football day
Niner
for everybody.
That game was crazy, yo.
Damn. That shit was trash. It's like you know when your nephews come over and they ask to play Madden and then you let them both play and then they just both just shit. The
oh
whole time.
My
that's
God.
That's what
that
was.
Nah, I just turned it off. Nuts. I just turned it off. Nah, you niggas.
They got a safety.
Play.
I said, House of Dragon finna come on right now. Let me just turn. I always apologize to Niner fans if you're listening, especially my Polynesians. I'm sorry we dumped him off on y'all like that, but I tried to tell you that he had them little four games and y'all thought he was the savior. Now you can't get rid of him. We tried to tell you.
Nah, I actually thought he was doing good for them, Garoppolo, but
he got half for four games.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know. Shit was
good. This nigga the bag, tried to get rid of him, couldn't
but
get rid
Burrow,
of him.
But Burrow. He hooked me up. He finally fucking did it for my fantasy
Yo,
football.
Yo, his
so.
Offensive line is still bookie, but you know what I'm saying? We pulled
I
it off.
I finally won, yo. I finally won.
I'm surprised we didn't blow him out, but it is what
man.
It is.
Oh, and shout out to Tua, man. You know, my fellow Polly, man. That they knocked the Sonic rings out that nigga.
Yeah, I saw all the rings hit the ground.
He got up. He said he was walking around like them zombies in Thriller. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Sloan, how was your weekend, sir? I saw you on the grill up there, grill mastering, chefing it.
With that chicken.
No, we've been gone for quite a bit. So I've been doing a myriad of things. I was on the road last week.
Listen to this rich nigga right here, man.
What do you mean, rich nigga? Like, stop being broke, ho.
What do you mean?
I feel shamed right now.
Sloan said work harder.
You hear this with the Kardashian line.
Yeah, work,
said work
harder.
Oh my God, not Sloan Kardashian. God damn.
Hey, work harder. Motherfucker. No, I was in the streets hanging out with my friends and in College Station, Texas. I gotta give a big shout out to my family out there. My boy John. Let me get it right. Dr. John Williams III. He is a professor at Texas A&M University. His wife, Naya, she is the accountant for the 12th man, which is the sports thing over at Texas A&M. Yeah, she count big money. Shout out to my family and their two beautiful daughters, Soledad and Domino, a.k.a. the Dianes, because they remind me of Diane from Blackish, and I'm Charlie, and they scare the shit out of me a lot, but they smart and they could kick my ass. So I had a great time with them. We went to the Texas A&M Miami game. Y'all know my wife is a big Miami fan. My favorite thing in life is to do is be a Karen to white people. So let me explain. These white people were in our seats, and we had great seats right on the goal line, 10 rows back, right
the
next
video
to
was fire,
right next to the core and everything. And so there were some white people in our seats, and we made their ass get up, and I love that.
A like, liberator.
Like, you know, we paid good money for those seats, so you got to get the fuck out of my seat.
Colonizers.
And they really thought they weren't colonized. They was just like misguided white folk. So I guess colonizers, because wasn't the colonizers misguided? But, you know, we're not going to get into that.
You know,
So, anywho.
That's a bar right there. Catch that.
We had a great time, man. I got a big bowl of nachos and had a great time. Made some more white kids sit down. If you've never been to Texas A&M Aggie land, there's not many of us there. I just want to let you know, brother, watch what you say. It's not that scary as I thought it was going to be, because them white people was the nicest white people I ever met, to a nigga that was in a away shirt they should have been like, no, nigga, move your coon ass out the way. They was like, oh, no problem, sir. We couldn't see the labels on it. Because to be honest, yeah, when you sitting that close, they don't have it like the actual, you at a college stadium. You ain't finna sit in no chair. You finna sit on them steel benches.
Those steel benches, yeah.
And they didn't have them properly marked. And shit, the stadium holds 102,000 people. And for that game, I think they had 109,000 people there. So it was crazy. Yeah. Like that many white people yelling in unison scares the fuck out of me.
Oh, no. I'd have had the Glocky ready.
I couldn't have the Glocky ready, but I was ready to go. But it was cool. It was cool. After that, drove back home. I went to go see my mother-in-law, which was awesome. Of course, shout out to La Liz. She always spoils me.
You deserve it, King.
I know, right? She always asks my wife what I want when I come visit and never what my wife want when
this
come
nigga visit. Is living the dream.
Oh man, it's lovely. So I told my wife, I was like, hey, if you want something, you might want to start lying and say, I want it too. But if you start telling your mom that I like it too, you're going to get it too. So
that's how Latino moms are. Mom loves my man. Like she loves him.
I love
always it. Always trying to like fucking cater to him and shit. And I be playing smart. Like I just be like, hey, tell her you want this. Cause like when she cooks, I'm like, hey, tell her to make you this. Cause I want some of that.
Oh no, yeah. La Liz don't cook. La Liz do not cook. She says she had enough of cooking. Down. She had enough of cooking and
kids is grown. She ain't cooking shit now.
Yeah, no, nah, she
that's how my mom is.
She had to cook all my life. I had to cook.
That's how my mom loves by cooking. Like she loves to feed people. So
whole time, this is all I heard Slum say.
I'm rich, bitch.
They hide the money, y'all. There's poor people for
us. I sent y'all the video of the crib. I mean, of the land
of the
shit,
of the property. Man. Nigga, that's a property right there. That shit is crazy. Put a whole ass.
You know what happened to me last weekend since we didn't talk? I went to LA to the Kendrick Lamar concert.
Oh.
And you know, that shit that Flex. Sloan always be talking about when white people want to check like if you're in the right seat or whatever. So I had early check-in and they kept asking me like, oh, are you sure you're in the right place? And I'm just like, I didn't even answer. Like I just kept my headphones on and I just stood there. And then finally they called us in and they're like, oh, you guys have to go in order. So I was like, I was the first one because I was fucking A1. So I went and I checked the whole thing. But it was just funny. They just be. And then I went to go sit at the bar to grab a drink. And they were like looking at me like, do you even belong here? And I'm just like, man, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's why you got to get your face in some spaces that you don't think you belong in. Because like. They'll try to treat you any kind of way if you let them. I don't let them. I'm like, hey, nigga, get the fuck out of my face. I belong here.
I've been dealing with that shit here for so long since I moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, the type of job that I have, like, I deal with that shit because, you know, they're just all, like, rich people and white.
Yeah, though, especially when you get out in, like, Scottsdale and all that other shit. I know exactly what you're talking about. They would look at me. They look at us like we go eat, like, are you here or who are you here with? And then they see the Arizona State on the track jacket and then they'll be like, oh, okay, you guys need anything? I'm like, oh, good.
I just ignore them when I'm at
the airport. I'm part of the workforce.
Just pop my headphones in. I have my shades on and I just keep going on about my business. Like, I don't have to tell you shit.
As you should, queen. As you should.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yo, but that Kendrick Lamar concert, you guys. That shit was fucking dope. He fucking got down. He was out there for almost 2 hours.
Wait,
and who opened? He played a song from every fucking album he's dropped. Even Section 80.
Damn, yo.
Yeah, that shit was dope. That shit was fucking dope.
Just stunned, baby. First it was Sloan, now you got it. And now you got it. God damn, man.
That's crazy.
It was fucking dope, yo. It was great.
It'd be your own people. Listen,
It smell like broken here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think it's green bubbles because
actually no. This pup jet came in. So,
okay, listen to him.
Put some.
He might actually get an iPhone or something. Look at him. Might be able to group chat. We might be able to group chat.
Oh my god! Respectfully, we might have a legit group chat. My god.
Respectfully,
yo, no. I'm so tired of talking to you niggas via Twitter, bro. Y'all just
y'all be cooking,
and then I can't catch up or say nothing in between. I can't even react to like shit
that happened to me earlier when you guys were going back. I was like, man, fuck this.
I'm like, yo,
I can't hold you. Like, that's tough shit.
Boo.
Unless it's a work phone, it ain't.
Boo. Broke nigga.
If you know anything about phones, that's the farthest from the truth. It says 22 Ultra is not for broke niggas. Just saying. Definitely not. You got your Googles. Check the prices. It's not.
Take that nigga's phone, bro. That's why you got that Gorilla Glass.
Glass is pretty strong. That's what I'm saying. It's all to the motherfucking good. Well, I didn't get to go to a concert, but I traveled.
Yeah,
because like
you bought that phone, nigga. We got the plug.
Shout out to my brother Charles. You know what I'm saying? Play discount. I fucks with you for life. But yeah, I had to do the travels. Niggas was supposed to move to Washington. Decided to just drive up there because I was gonna bring some shit up. Had some work meetings and some shit with the studio. People, don't fuck up your money. If somebody's giving you a golden opportunity to have your studio, I'm not going to name you because it ain't worth naming. Don't fuck up the money. Don't fuck it up by trying to be extra. It could have worked out for you. You messed that up. But, you know, I drove 12 hours up to Washington. Mm. It was cool. Had a great ass fucking time. I love it up there. Some shit didn't work out with, you know, the new spot because they wanted me to wait an additional month to move in. Niggas ain't got time for that. So I will be moving to Utah in the next couple of weeks and, you know, embarking on a new journey and on some cool shit. But the 15-hour drive back from Washington was cool. Niggas was seeing nature. It looked like a Windows fucking like little lock screen. Like this shit looked Photoshop. It was beautiful. Nature was beautiful. But after 7 hours and there was a fire 30 miles away, niggas was trying to get the fuck out of Dodge. I got back on Sunday. Thursday, and I have not driven more than 5 minutes from the crib on protests, and I'm still on drive protests for at least another week. Cause yeah, that shit is not cool. Not cool. You know what I'm saying? And new music coming. A lot of new music coming. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The pub.
You don't
checks,
like my the... air horn, Ahon?
Oh, my fault.
You know what I'm saying? The pub checks is going. When it gets closer to, we'll be able to announce it. What I'm saying, like, the work is working and it's looking real good. Niggas should be eating, so it's lit. How about you, Ahon?
Hey, man, listen. In between the time that we've last recorded, celebrated my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, gunshots in this bitch.
Let's fucking go.
You know,
nigga turned 27.
Yeah, still looking good. 39 going on 27 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
OG out here, about to hit 40 soon. But no, man, I had a really, really good, like leading up to it. So, pretty much the last 2 months, kids' birthdays, which, you know, doing co-parenting, it's like you try to work it out to where you're in the same spot on their birthdays, but then it's like, okay, whatever. We're just going to do it two totally different ways. So,
preach.
Son's birthday was last month. But it's my kids share the, like, their birthdays are on single digit days, but it just so happens that like the days and their months switch.
My bad.
Right. So, daughter's birthday was about a week or two before mine. And then going into, so after her birthday, you know, went to the Jaden Smith concert with my cousin, ended up going backstage, got to meet him. A couple weeks after
that. Did he have Levi's
that,
on? Did he have the Levi's?
No, he actually was wearing his brand, Misfits Clothing. So, top to the, like geared out. Actually, it was super fly. Got to ride his electric bicycle that he was being gifted. So, my cousin and I and his manager all start riding it around the back parking lot.
Oh, you got the plug. Okay, you tapped in.
And then, let's see. We're supposed to go to the Cuddy concert because he played at Kent State on. So he played at Ohio State. So we went up to Ohio State. I ended up getting video of him wearing the Ohio State jersey. Everybody went crazy, which is rare because I'm not. I hate Ohio State, but I have a lot of fun when I go.
You nigga.
Yeah, I know. Whatever, nigga. Anyways, go blue. But I have a lot of fun when I go to Ohio State. So, you know, we end up. We were supposed to end up going to him and Cuddy doing a show at Kent State, but schedule got jacked up. So. Went up to Michigan for a little bit, came back, and yeah, it was a fun time. So this is all within the span of like a week or two, like maybe a little bit over a week.
So you was traveling states. It seems like all of us was like jumping through states,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
just booking it, yo. But I like driving, so
I love driving.
Yeah, it ain't got no problem, bro.
No, maybe y'all terrains was different. I was fucking going through mountains and all this other shit, dude.
Sound like a whole Oregon, soft batch cookie, my nigga. That's
Oregon
what I
is
hear
beautiful.
Right now.
Washington is beautiful. But like, nigga,
all day.
No, I think I'm over here ducking shit like Neo. You ain't gonna stop me. Nigga. What you mean? Man. And I got good insurance. What the fuck you mean? 100% paid through the company. What? Copay. What?
Listen to it, but
y'all talk about me.
I was gonna say, you know what's crazy? End up
what?
Like this weekend. So my birthday fell on Wednesday. I can't even remember what the fuck I did. That yeah, it was a blur, but it was great. Yams, all these things, marijuana. It was a good time, and then end up getting a hotel. Saturday.
Wait, you say yams?
Yeah.
Lots. Oh, okay. Lots
just yams.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wait a minute. Afterwards, because y'all niggas was cooking me last week or the week before last when a nigga had the king size bed. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't let me have my shine, but I just put in the order for the California king. You know, for the new spot when I get out there.
Yo, shaming a nigga into a king size match.
He said California king.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's a Bay Area king mattress. Jill.
Emotional damage.
This is why you knew booty. This is why
purple.
You knew booty.
What you talking about?
Yo,
ain't nothing new. I'm a seasoned veteran.
Yo,
I am a glamorous, glorious 34 going on, you know, 26, 25, 26, you know, we out here.
I don't know, maybe
25. I can rent a car still, you know what I'm saying?
Like
I'm there.
Your beer gonna fill in after you turn like 35 or 36, my nigga. Once you're in the 36 chamber of life, then it happened to me, bro.
I got overly, here it comes, but I was just saying, the dermatologist lady, unless she was lying, was she not, I got overly sensitive skin, so when my facial hair grows in, it's like hella irritating.
Uh-huh.
So I keep it manicured because it hurt. It's like not everybody's blessed like y'all. You know what I'm saying? I can't rock the fully. I tried it, but it was
blessed. I can't get shit.
I'm bald. I'm bald. So you
same,
know what I'm saying?
Same right there with you.
Listen.
Right there with you.
I got follicly challenged. So that's what helps.
Yeah. I had to learn just to get this shit to grow in just because, you know what I mean? You can't be. You know what I'm saying? 5'9" follicly challenged and not have a beard. Like you gotta make it work.
Understandable, sir. You know understandable. Well, on that note, and with the follicles, the folly, and young Marty here, let's get into these topics. You dig what I'm saying? First and foremost, the internet. ran amok. And, you know, there's a certain young lady who we in the black culture, in the black community, in the brown community as well, she's very idolized as a sex symbol. But I got to say, it's looking long for Miss Nia out here, because it sounds like her husband was getting some work cheeks. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was so upset with him, and they were out here saying, how could you do this to Miss Nia Long? And I throw it to y'all. What say you about this situation? Hey, oh, okay. Wait, let's set the table. For those of you that are not familiar, because I said that very vaguely, Nia Long, who is an actress, model, all this in black, you know, Americana.
A queen.
Okay. Her husband, who is the head coach of the Boston Celtics, was found to have been in a sexual relationship with a coworker who was a female staffer of the Boston Celtics, who was also married. And man, truth be told, I think I actually put a tweet up to where it said that she knew this woman because she actually helped Nia Long to move to Boston. Like, and that was tweeted by, I think it was a writer for ESPN verified. I'll find who that was in particular. But yes, I think I retweeted that tweet. So that is the Cliff Notes version of what has transpired. Now, I send it to my people. Okay. If somebody can get the Twitter reactions ready, we also want to hear Miss Bunny, ma'am, how do you feel about this situation? How could this disrespectful man hurt such a beautiful queen?
I think anybody can get cheated on. Just depends on the circumstances, what's going on at home, or what, you know. You know, there's so many factors that can come into play. And from what I hear, like, she was married to an executive of the Celtics or something like that. So there's like a huge entanglement here, and people be fucking their coworkers all the fucking time. Like,
shit where you eat. Don't shit where you eat. That's crazy.
All right, let's
people be doing that type of shit all the time. But I mean, obviously, you know, fuck, that's fucked up. But I mean, anybody can get cheated on.
Kanye, do you have any words? Kanye.
President Nixon.
Whoa. We're not here to talk about that right now. I just want to focus on this jump right now.
You want to focus, all right, now. You want to focus on this. Do you know who I am?
This is why we could never work out, Nia.
Do you know who I am?
I know. I said your name. I
all
know
right,
who you
well,
are.
I'm Nia Long, and don't you forget it, nigga.
That's right, girl. I told you. When he get on, he gonna leave your ass for a white girl. What, you want a Barbie? What about all of this? You just want some tea? What about the ass?
Oh, shit.
What about the ass? Hey, Tracy Ellis Ross got some ass on ass, too, respectfully. But, y'all should have... We should have learned this. We learned this a long time ago. Once, when Halle Berry got cheated on, you should have known that nobody was safe.
Like, why do you guys think that? Why is that a correlation that woman can't get cheated on?
No, because they just think, because if you're famous, so every bad bitch, quote unquote, there's a nigga that's sick of her shit. Just anybody that you could look at, or an Instagram model, famous person, whatever. At the end of the day, we're all people. When all the cameras and all the other bullshit is around, these people, we see you in your regular form, in your everyday, and get to know you for real. Not the perception, none of the publicist shit. So it's like, all right, now you're just a regular person. And once you've attained that person, you're either of equal or more stature or whatever, lesser. There's a lot of factors where that could happen. But the point is nobody's exempt from temptation.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. But you said that once Halle Berry got cheated on.
It's just like, because when in terms of like in the black, you know what I'm saying, like black culture just in general.
Perfect example would be Lori Harvey, right? Right? Yep. So if we give the same credit to how a lot of people are, or women are championing her in regards to how she moves in relationships and how she just like independent woman. Fuck it. She dumping all these good, like top tier niggas that women would claim her to be with because they put celebrities on pedestals. For whatever reason, you're famous. Oh my God, you're just for some other reason. It's like they have ascended higher above just normal people's thinking. If you were to have been cheated on in a relationship, how the fuck would you deal with it? It's as simple as that. But for some reason, added on top of that, you have this celebrity persona, and then you have people being like,
people think because you got money that regular, that regulatory shit that happens to everyday people don't matter.
But it's
yeah,
also
no, but I think I think that a lot of it
is underlying, it's a double standard.
Because I hear this a lot, like, how could that person get cheated on? Like, oh my God, she's so pretty, or oh my God, he's so handsome. Like, it's always based on appearance. Like, how can you cheat on that person? And you know, it's like, it's always, well, maybe there's shit inside. Maybe they're a fucked up piece of shit person. Maybe they don't fucking care. Maybe they're selfish. Maybe they're not contributing anything emotionally to their partner. Like, Lex, you don't fucking know that. The appearance is in all of it, you know. And I'm not saying that Nia Long is a shit person, don't misunderstand me, but like, I think it's very I don't know, it's stupid to me or ignorant to just say like, oh my God, how could you cheat on that? Like,
very
dude,
surface.
your appearance is in everything. Yeah, you capture people by that initially. Sometimes you're unable to maintain that attention once you speak, because, you know, it doesn't, your appearance is not always something, you know, pull the weight of an entire relationship.
Well, you can also go through situations where I think a lot of people don't misunderstand too, right? Because the collective conversation I think we've had over the past couple of months in regards to like any conversation when we're talking about relationships is that there are people that are clamoring for a top tier percentage of individuals that make up like a very small percentage. So if you think about it, this dude who's the coach of the Celtics, who took them to the NBA, what, finals? Right? Young, good-looking dude, African guy, whatever, whatever. So, of course, he's going to have, and even though he's with Nia Long, right, you're with a baddie. Again, from the outside looking in. From the outside looking in. So, of course, somebody's going to be like, damn. I wonder if I can get at this thing. I mean, a married woman who is married to potentially an executive of the Boston Celtics. Slee it over with this nigga.
The intrigue of, oh, Nia Long's got that. Like, let's see what that's about.
Right.
Yo, that's fucking trash, yo. Like,
but it's true.
I get it. I totally get it. You know what that made me think of? That BDSM song, the new one. Women like other men. Women like men that other women like.
Mm-hmm. Is that Five K Call Cheating?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, it's the same thing with dudes. Dudes are just more primal in it.
Yeah.
I think you guys are more discreet about that type of shit.
No way. Guys do not.
We don't know how to be upfront.
No.
Discretion comes from women.
Mm-hmm.
Discretion, I would say, comes
from
women.
Because you don't care.
Right.
Or we find out way later after the fact. We never
know. Or if you really don't care, you'll let them know in the present moment. But at the same time, too, it's like you will be discreet about whatever it is, how you move, how you operate. If you're trying to have a side relationship with somebody, like, niggas move goofy.
Agreed.
That's how niggas get caught.
Agreed.
But
damn.
Black men don't cheat, so I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. that's a whole ass lie. Stop it, man. Stop the foolishness. it's a 3-to-5 ratio of niggas I know that's just out here doing wild shit. And I'm like, bro, why?
Everyone cheats.
Everyone cheats. I mean, it's the truth. But oh, to kind of like bring it back to what you were talking about earlier, when I said the correlation is what I was saying is kind of it's based off of, you know, Aaron's whole presentation of its perception of it. You see these women that like we idolize, like we've came up watching and age gracefully and carry themselves majestically and just, you know what I mean, just be the epitome of class. Like Halle Berry got it, Nia Long got it. There's been plenty of others that have got it. That just lets you know that like human experience isn't, you know what I'm saying, it's universal. Doesn't matter what tier, what stature you're on, you have, nobody's excluded from it. Anyone can get it. Anybody can get the smoke, being cheated on, you know what I mean, being mistreated. That I don't think there's a person on that's ever existed or that ever will exist that'll be exempt from that in any kind of sort of way. And there's a myriad of reasons why that could happen, but anybody can get it. And I know everybody on Twitter is shooting their shot. Like Nia Long is on Twitter looking at all her ats. You niggas is lame for real.
I just like, had to point hey, that Nia out. Long, I'm here.
I just, I'm here, I just girl, like
what's
when,
up?
I just like when Black Twitter, like some event happens and Black Twitter just goes insane.
Oh, yeah, it got me through. With sitting in traffic during that drive back, I'm like, oh, they are going in right now. This is great. The content. Shout out to Black Twitter.
Shout out to Black Twitter.
Oh God, setting the trend for everything else. I mean, shout out to Poly Twitter too. But I mean, Black Twitter is Black Twitter, and it birthed everything else.
Know what I'm saying? Shout out to Irish Twitter out there, man. We appreciate y'all. We still rocking with y'all. Don't act like we forgot. You know what I'm saying? I saw some wild shit on Irish Twitter, bro. Hey, it was just a video of some niggas that was, they made a diss record to the Queen, bro. Smoking on
they
Queen.
Got black people in got Ireland. Smoking on Queen Mom. Pack.
Yo, what about Kanye?
Oh, put me on. I missed this one.
No, bro.
He posted. He said, "London, I know how you feel. I lost my queen too."
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo! I was fucking dying laughing. Kanye. And I even went back like, yo, for real, was this yay? Like, was this...
Kanye. Oh,
somebody check on
this. Everyone, this is spreading.
Black Twitter, we taking over.
I love it here.
We about to get a Black Twitter sponsorship. I don't care.
Sloan, how you feel?
You know, I'm good. No, I'm out here living life, bro.
No, you don't have any comments on it? Or
no.
On who? Emu Adoke?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, look here. Go look at the baddest bitch in your neighborhood. I guarantee she's been cheating about on 7-8 times. Mm-hmm. Being cute don't mean shit, bro. Like, real talk, you don't know what that nigga had to deal with. Like, she'd be like, you on the road again playing basketball? Like, bitch, this my job. Like, you know, like I don't know what went on, and probably when the details come out, it'll be some more shit. But I don't think the nigga should have got suspended for a year from his job and let
not like, at all. Year, like, that's nigga, bullshit.
You getting some outdoor pussy, and you got to worry about this at work.
Technically, that was some in-house pussy, if you really think about it. But this,
I think it's got to do with it being like someone from the work.
But
place.
The owner of the son is about doing all that crazy that shit.
Can I finish?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Can I finish? Yeah, I mean, is she gonna get in trouble?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Probably.
That was literally my next question. Is like,
I think just because he's married to Nia Long is the coverage on it. Like, who is she? Who is that? No,
he's the coach, and he's the nigga.
She is. She's married. Too. She's married to somebody in the office, and she handles. We should get more facts on what she does, but it ain't like she know like bitch off the street. This bitch got she just as bad as Nia Long. She just got a lot of money like Nia Long. She looked kind of like Nia Long. The nigga got a type. Who are we to say? The nigga got a type. That's what happened.
Hey, man. That's the other people business. Do what you do.
Hey, look. I'm cool with whatever they got going on, because one person you don't hear saying anything is Nia Long.
Real one.
So you don't know what's going on. I don't like the fact that this man got suspended from work because, like, you know,
for a year.
Yeah, that's like way.
I feel like that's got to do some. That's got to do with some shit, because that's like some shit that's got to do with. Oh, you fuck buddy wife. All right, cool. Now we got to make an example out of you. Like, come on, dog. Like,
I mean, it's Walmart, still Boston. Let's be honest. Walmart, it's still Boston.
At Walmart, if you smash a nigga at your job, or you smash a chick at your job, and your job find out, they ain't gonna do shit. You ain't finna get fired. You cheat on the bitch outside of your. What did cheat like, my nigga? You had to do something in that building to get fired, like to get suspended. And then it's like he got something on y'all too, to where y'all should have fired this nigga.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, if y'all think it's that egregious, y'all should have fired the nigga.
Is he suspended with pay?
I don't know.
Apparently, there's like a lot more that's gonna come out from this story.
I'm
like some messy shit that I'm intrigued went
to see
down. It,
and I also am intrigued to see what happens to the woman that was involved in this, that's not Nia Long,
for
right?
Sure.
Because sure. You're right, is it the question again poses, like, is she gonna get in trouble? And then also I scratched my head a bit because it's then asking the question, like, okay, well, how is it that this woman who's married to an executive got a job? Oh, answered that question. How are you this close to someone else that you're at work or doing something after hours where you're messing around with dude who's married to Nia Long that you know and you helped to move to Boston?
That's cold.
To be with her husband. Like, y'all can't tell me that ain't ultra messy on her part.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, she knew she'd be protected.
Well, as much as y'all want to, yeah, of course. And as much as y'all want to sit here and dog out the coach, I need just as much to be thrown at that woman.
Stop with the double standards. Let everybody get it the same. It takes two to do that shit. That's all I'm saying.
Equality means everybody gets it.
On God. Equal pay, equal bullshit.
We ain't got no equal pay.
No, I'm just saying there should be equal pay and there should be equal bullshit. The both two things that unfortunately aren't a thing yet. We try to have hope though.
Cooking. All right, now, anything else left on this Boston Celtics calamity? What the hell must call these niggas?
Oh,
the sex
shit. They say it's another one linked to them too.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait a minute. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. We got more breaking news. Hang on. Sloan Kettering's about to get us together. Wow, there's another one?
He got a stable? Are they on the road with the team too? What the fuck?
Oh, shit. They got caught up by her husband. He overheard a conversation over the doorbell camera.
Hey.
Yo.
Slipping out your pimping, my nigga.
Going out sad. Major sad, my nigga. For real? Not on the ring camera. Come on.
Yo.
How you get caught on, my nigga? The ring camera, dog.
God damn, man.
One of the two women involved in an inappropriate relationship with head coach.
You dropping dick off and got caught up by the ring camera.
With two women. This nigga living life. He fucking Nia Long and other bitches.
He living his best life.
This the other one.
He tried.
Oh, no. Hell no. Hey,
bro, you threw
nigga.
It. You threw
suspend
it away from
nigga.
Basic bitch Betty.
No, never mind. Never mind. Go ahead.
All,
suspension verified.
He
That's
threw
fine.
It all away.
I fucking
from
died, you guys.
Nope, I'm with Boston on this one. Go ahead, suspend that nigga.
Hey, look. You know what? Go ahead, take his nigga card too. Like,
I'm gonna confirm this, and if
like,
this
yo,
is true,
if
this
he
has gotta
went
be
for,
the cover too.
This
if
nigga
he
fucked
went
Karen.
For basic bitch Barbara. That I'm finna be upset.
This nigga fucked Irene. Oh now, my God.
That nigga, he fucked all of Celtic Pride right there with ladies and gentlemen. If
she
y'all
dropped
didn't
the
see,
hard R during the back shots. That's crazy.
If y'all didn't see what this woman looked like, she had red hair, pale white skin, and glasses.
Yo, yo, if you've ever had a dentist appointment and when you go to check in,
she was at the
lady
counter.
the lady behind the counter that gives you that long ass form and that types your shit in
with glasses and like straight teeth. Like she ain't getting Invisalign. She had for real braces and maybe a headgear. You dog, like seriously, he like the other chick, shorty. Oh, yeah, the travel consultant. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, shorty had yams. This basic bitch. Look, man, show me that again.
How you go from Yam Yam Bigelow to
Basic tabletop? Bitch Barbara? That's that where was he
tabletop.
Went. He went straight to Basic Bitch Barbara.
You could build a whole Lego set on her ass with her still standing up. That's how flat that shit was. It defies gravity. I don't understand what the fuck happened.
Oh, man. I'm upset at Emay.
My phone died.
No, E-may. I'm just saying. That, exactly. That image is what killed it. That's crazy. I'm upset. No, suspend this nigga.
I'm gonna grab my charger because I gotta send you guys that shit.
Suspend this nigga right now.
Suspend that nigga twice.
I almost died. I just want you guys to know that I almost died laughing because these guys' faces were fucking nuts. Oh my God.
And yo, then, that, like, oh no.
Marty was so... like, he fucked Irene.
That's crazy. Oh. You know she. Oh my God.
Shorty,
what did you say?
I can't even laugh. I can't laugh.
I'm sorry. She looked like Basic Bitch Barbara from Boston.
Basic, I'm dying. Like, I'm dying. Know, I'll be right back.
Why did he fuck Joanne from HR?
That right there is why he got suspended, bro.
Bro.
It was like, not one of ours.
That's crazy. How you fucked the HR lady?
You know that commercial that'd be like, my cousin from Boston.
Yeah.
He fucked basic bitch Brenda from Boston.
Every extra in The Departed.
Oh my God.
That hurt my soul. My feelings hurt. Why I feel like
that is the clip, bro. When y'all both went, oh no.
Oh my God.
The
I gotta laugh to keep from crying. That's wow.
Okay.
He went out sad.
We gotta find out if he really did smack cheeks with her.
Hey, what cheeks? She didn't even have lips. That shit was a mouth slit. How is she 2D in real life?
Nah, that's crazy. Y'all wilding right now. Cookie.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to body shame, but like at all. Like, but just got like the contrast. My nigga, what? What's the Joe Budden clip? Why? We need to know that. Why? Like,
why?
Like, I got so many questions. Like, I was in the uproar and I was upset about it too. But that, nah, bring him back. And then suspend his ass again. Nigga, what? How? Why? How does that even come? Where do you even... How you even come across each other? And then the...
I'll tell you how he came across her. He came on it. He came across it.
Oh, I'm sure. But like, how did the... Where you see her at?
Nigga, work
Applebee's.
Probably, she looked like got all the pieces of flair. Got the 50 pieces of flair chilling on the vest and shit.
Yeah, you act like the facility that damn big, bro.
She looked like she at the house drinking box. Oh no, she rich. She ain't drink box. Nigga,
they look like they work at an expensive gym. Of course, they gonna fuck each other. Come on now.
Oh my God, I just figured she'd be at the house. Drinking while the nanny is raising little Tyler.
See, there you go. Disrespecting women in the workplace, bro. You goes out here just
based on the picture that I saw.
Stay at home, mother.
Based on the picture that I saw.
Women are gonna hate you, Marty. Women are gonna hate you.
Here you go. Cut that. God damn! Why are you? These niggas are trying to turn me into ice. Or not even. Like, I'm getting the ish treatment right now. This is crazy. He said
eyes. No, I'm ish.
Oh my God. No, they're like, y'all are literally trying to tailor a narrative. No, if the picture, the Real Housewives or the Stedford Wife shit that you just showed us just now, based on that picture, hear my words, based on that picture, that is what it looked like. Oh, not man. To say that she isn't an executive and can't do all that. Stop it, nigga.
Nigga, bang the gavel. I'm so sick of this nigga.
Nigga, here bang, we go.
Yes, please.
Look at you trying to draw attention. The shit that you be saying off, you know what? Let me not. I'm not going to stoop to them levels. I'm not going to stoop to them levels. But it's fine. Just know the shit, the unfiltered, Sky Daddy's favorite. Okay. I'm going to let you cook. Go ahead. I'll be the bad guy. Scar was right. Thanos was right. I'm right.
Hey, we just can't have you hating all the women out here.
I don't hate women, period.
That's crazy. Listen to him. Man, this next topic he was trying to get to sound like it. You know what I'm saying? Because it sound like specific ones. But I don't want to get into it because that might get a little too personal. Let's see. We got, when did you realize?
Yeah,
you know
all the people.
Mm-mm-mm. This sound like a wash nigga question, but we gonna go ahead and just ask it anyway. When did you realize that you had to retire from the club? Sir, sounds super wash to me.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. If you peep the resume, definitely not at all.
Hey, listen
to
me.
I guess like before COVID. Cause then, like when I went after COVID,
yo,
it was like, fuck that. I don't want to be around anyone. So I'll do like bars, but I won't.
Oh God, yeah, bar or lounge. I'm with that. I'm with that. But as far as the club part, I'd probably say like 26. 26 is when I was like, when them hangovers start to hit a little different. And then you know what I mean? Cause I feel like you get a rejuvenation at 30, but that like 26 to 29. You start noticing them hang. You get tired a lot more. Them hangovers last a lot longer. The bodies start.
I started clubbing like late. I started clubbing when I was like 24, maybe 23.
Okay. So for me, it was we used to throw parties. Shout out to my boss, my mentor, you know, my friend, the one and only DJ Amen. If you know, you know. You got your Googles, look it up. You know what I'm saying? We used to throw parties. We used to throw these in the Bay, these like super hyphy concerts. And then we were always, anytime that he would DJ something at all the local clubs in like the Bay Area, we was getting in the club at like 17, 18, plus being, you know, part Polynesian, if you know all the bouncers. So we was clubbing like early. And then we throwing parties, we doing music, we doing all this shit. So by the time I hit like 23, I was like noticing I was starting to get burnt out. And then I think right around 26, I'm noticing the difference. Cause I think after 25 and you start moving towards 30 and then you see the 21-year-olds and you start to realize like, fuck, is that what I looked like? I hope we wasn't moving nasty like that. Like that's where you could tell where you're kind of, you're getting washed-ish when you just start looking at 21-year-olds like they're 18. Just like, ooh, you just so happy to be here, nigga. You doing the most right now. This nasty. And then you start seeing it and you're like, oh, the contrast. And then you get older. Like I said, them hangovers start to hit different. I'm like, okay, maybe this ain't for me. And he's like, oh, we going to the club for so-and-so. There's going to be bitches there. It's like, nigga, I got work tomorrow. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know.
Especially if you got kids. You're just like, oh, blood, I can't. It's my weekend. I'm good. What about you, A-Hunt?
Amen. I'd say like the bar shit got old quick because I did an apprenticeship as a DJ when I was like 18, right? So I was just carrying vinyls and shit for a couple of buddies of mine who were DJs, and you know, I'm like getting in at 18, drinking and shit, so it got old real quick, and it I phased out of that probably like by like 24. I'll still go, but it's not like some shit that I'm always chasing. I think after a certain point, once you get to a certain age, why the fuck are you always going out, bro?
You don't look forward to it. You want your solitude.
Like, or if you're a goddamn adult, like if you're 30 plus and you're constantly going to, like, I get it. Like a bar is one thing where it's like, cool, you can sit, have a drink, and then bounce, right? But if like you're shutting shit down or you're always like out and about, that's wasteful as fuck to me.
You paying cover charge every weekend?
Or if you even get to a point where it's like you just show, like, there has to be some type of benefit for you to come.
Did a nigga say cover charge?
Right. I know. Like, bro,
I'm talking about the niggas that do.
Marty, after a certain point, right? After a certain point of going to a bar or whatever or the club, if you've been going consistently, I'm sure that there's got to be a way that you're like, there's already an in. You know what I'm saying?
I've never paid cover.
Like, I stopped paying cover
charge a day in my life.
Oh, excuse us, sir.
Never that.
I don't have to pay.
Oh, you're speaking for the
I'm speaking for the in this case, I'll be on my Sloan Kettering shit. It's just like, no, niggas was connected and was doing it. And anything that I went to, I was getting paid for, or I was just walking in chilling. I'm not going if I got to do all the extra shit because I did not care. You. Like you, I started early and I burnt out early and it just became work. Yeah, it just became work. Like it wasn't fun. It was just like, all right, this is kind of cool, but it's just like, all right. And then you see the young people and I'm just like, damn. Like them old niggas that like be chasing down 20 and 21 year olds and shit. Like, nigga, you 38, 39, 40 and you chasing
that
down.
That shit is
like,
weird.
The club that got shit is old. Mad the weird. Club got old when I saw the back. Like, you know how you see behind the veil of stuff? Like, once I actually saw it and then saw, like, the setup and breakdown, like, behind it, I was like, oh, nigga, is this really what people are out here doing? And, like, the lights and glitter and shit. What is wrong with y'all? This
You see what the building
tight.
Looked like before people like, go in? Yeah, and like, this shit is bro. Tall.
And when they turn, or when they turn, like, the lights on, you know what I'm saying? Or you see that shit, like, daytime. Oh, my God.
You got to dip 10, 15 minutes early. You see, like, yo.
Absolute gremlins and gizmos all over the place.
Go on. That shit is not cool.
You know when the DJ start playing Pretty Brown Eyes at the end, so all the niggas that don't know how to dance or have no game gotta go. The shit, you just like, oh, okay, that's the signal. We out.
Like, wait. You was leaving when they was playing Pretty Brown Eyes? That's when I was finna get on the flow.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, if you had a little something with you when you were doing it, but like the DJ.
I wonder if I had something with me. I was going to go get on the floor. Fuck them hoes.
Oh, no. You
want to
go
dance by myself.
Oh, no. You want to go and do those? But I'm just saying, but once you're doing it, like once it's like work, or at least for me, it was a lot of that was work. So every time you go and it comes on, eventually it like it loses its muster.
It's like y'all always saying all I started sneaking in. Man, I was going to the club at 13. Fuck is you talking about? I was in that bit. I had fake ID.
You got me by 3 years. You good.
I had a fake ID that said I was 31 years old. I actually did look 31 at 13. And then, because I had all of this, I was tall and had a mustache and everything. And the license that I had, I looked just like dude. Same height and everything. But then I got a job working in a club when I was 16, 17 as a bar back and a bouncer. And then ever since then, I've been in the club. And I knew I was washed in the club when I started seeing kids that I babysit was getting in the club. So when they started coming in the club, I was like, all right, it's about time I find me a nice little quiet watering hole and I want to go outside now.
Because when the bar has the appeal.
Because it's not that it has the appeal. It's just like now I know I phased out of this location.
Yeah,
you know what I age limited out. You know, it's be like, oh, it's the 18 to like 30 crowd here, because back home you only had to be 18 to get into the bar. So like once I started,
California is different. It's 21 out here.
Once I started seeing the kids, I was like, yeah, you know, where else can I get another drink? But like growing up in our little city, like everything was lit. Like we had like one little corner of bars, so you can go up and down the street. Like I had my little thing. I would bop when I go out. I would bop in between 8 or 9 different places because you had 3 on one street, then you walk a block over, you had 4 over there, and then you go another block, you had the other 4.
Oh, like, close proximity.
Yeah, all of downtown is only like 3 blocks.
Oh,
so
you can get
a nice little circle going.
This nigga always had the best fucking luck. I was in the Bay, so it was like there might be something going on in like San Francisco. There might be something going on in Richmond. There might be something going on in Berkeley, something in Oakland, or you know what I mean, something in like North Bay. Like, you got to, it's destination shit. There'll be like a couple clubs, but nothing was close. So you had to go to a spot, or depending on where we was doing, throwing something, or where he was DJing, we'd be at that spot. And it was, some of them would be monthly. And then there'd be the occasional like random ones when we would go and do shit. So it's like, for me, when I started, like, I started young, was on the street team, just like handing out flyers so I could get free tickets. And then that led to like leading the street team and getting paid for it. So I remember, for me, it was like, okay, we'd had the kids that used to pass out flyers for like the little high school concert shows. And then you'd see them for like the 18 and up stuff that we'd have to DJ and go to, and we'd see them in there. But then it's just like later, years later, I'm like, damn, you used to pass out flyers for me.
All right. I used to
and
be
you
on
in
the
here
broke
turning
shit.
Up. Like, fuck, nigga, like, what?
I did I it go. On the broke end. I go, when I used to start out in the club, when I first turned 18, well, back then it was 19. You had to be 19 to get into the club. So, like, when I first turned 19, I was like, bro, I'm not finna pay to get in this club. I would go early when the club first opened, and then, like, fuck with the bouncers and shit. And then I'd be like, all right, I'm finna go get dressed when I come back. And then the bouncer would be like, all right, yeah, just walk around. I remember. And then every since then, nigga never paid to get in the club. Motherfucker, I would come, yeah. Nigga, the club closed at 2. I would come at like 11:45 when that line be down the street.
And just come to around flex.
The corner and flex. They'd be like, oh shit, I see you slow. What's good, baby? What's good? Oh, you going right in? You got it like
oh,
that.
Oh, this nigga got money. Okay.
Oh, you got it like that? Hey, big dog, grab me. Come on, cuz, grab me. No, shorty right there. Hey, come here. I've been trying to talk to you anyway. Come on.
I'm like, nigga, you want to slide? Hey, $80. $80 right now.
Nah, that's how I used to get their ass when I ran the door. Mm. Like, eventually it got to a point where I was like, at the one club that I got cool with, I used to go all the time. On Wednesday and Friday when they had the little joints and shit. And then I would go early and kick it with all the bosses and shit, the bosses and the bartenders and shit like that. And then I eventually started promoting parties. Mm-hmm. And then the parties got too big. And then they was like, dog, we need you to work security. I was like, work security at my own party? And I never threw a party after that. Cause my guy was like, he was like, bro, if you gonna help me tonight, I'll never let you in this bitch. Let alone let you throw a party. I won't let you in this motherfucker. I was like, I understand. Cool. You got to do what you got to do. And
it's crazy.
I sure never paid to get in that bitch again.
Hey, but you had the plug. I mean, you had the plug and had to figure it out. Like, you were just able to just get in. Like, it was work for us. Like, we would going to the club was fun for a little bit, and then the shit legitimately turned into work. Like, my boy would be DJing, and then they would have me, like, in charge of like guest lists, or I'd have to run the street team that would like other some men, but mostly other, like the girls, because they would get the dudes to go. And then I thought it'd be like babysitting. Then I'm worrying about like, okay, who are we doing the guest list, or who's doing all this other shit? Like, the club became work. It was like fun for maybe like early, and then when I was of age, it was just work. So then I just got burnt out. So when it got to the point, I knew I was washed when we would go for somebody's birthday or celebration or whatever. And then you go, so I'm like, we're just going to go to the club, and you get there. And for me, it was like, I wasn't used to being in the club without having some sort of job, or like going to the club without getting paid for it was weird it's to me.
Boring.
And then I get there and I'm like, I'm usually doing this or I'm doing that, or I got to stop myself to remember I'm just with the group and I'm just chilling. And I was just, I couldn't differentiate the two, and it got irritating for me. And it was just like, all right. And then you try to find your plugs, and I tell everybody, make friends with every Polynesian that you can. One, because, you know, we're good people. And then two, you know, a lot of the times, be security. So if you're trying to get you a good plug and you solid, that might be your way in through the door without having to pay, you know, pay crazy amounts of money.
I can't get out of security mode. That's why I don't like going to clubs. I just try, as soon as I walk into a club, I'm instantly in security mode. I'm like, where the exit's at? Mm-hmm. Put my back against the wall so I can see everything. I'm cool on that.
I don't know how to turn off the party promoter shit. It's hard. And I've done that shit in like 12 years.
I knew I was washed when I had to take a nap to go out.
I'm right. Yep.
When
I
started taking
now.
Well, you washed. When I started taking a nap to go out, I was like, yeah, I know I'm at the end of the road. You know.
I'm downy, unstoppable, washed. Like good detergent. I'm washed. I'll go to some. I gotta really fuck with you and love you if I'm going to the club. It's like, nigga, like, I'm not getting paid for this. This, I got a bunch of 21 through 25 year olds looking like children to me. That's when I'm like judging. I'm like, man, they just having fun and living life. I was doing that, but now I'm like old washed age. Like, is that how y'all really doing it? I'm like, ooh,
dog. That's the old nigga by the DJ because I know the DJ. And I'm just sitting over there, just staying out the way.
You just nod in your head. It's like, oh, this is a good song. Okay, let me get a drink.
I'd
and you just stand there the whole
like
time.
Like a nice little bar that has like cocktails and shit.
It's got to have music, though. Yeah, good music.
I can drink at home.
Or a lounge. You know what I'm saying?
Give me I don't go to clubs. I'd rather do that, like go to a bar. But yeah, I'd rather drink at home. It's like what Ahan was saying earlier, like, going out every single night or every single weekend at a certain age is a waste.
You in your 30s and going out on college night, you're a predator and you need to be stopped.
I just got night, to the point hilarious. Where it's like, yo, my nigga, I'm not finna pay $11 for Hennessy all night. Because like when I was like 7 years ago, when I was going to 7-8 years ago, when I was going to the club, three drinks in the bar is a bottle.
Facts.
I could get three Hennessys in the bar and it'll come out to like $40-something. I could have just bought a fifth and stayed at home and I could have drank that the whole weekend.
Oh God.
I'm cool, my nigga. I got all this nice shit in my house now. I'm not going outside. And then on top of that, I'm a better DJ.
Facts.
I got all the liquor I like at home. Who the fuck gonna cut me off at home? I can get as drunk as I want. I'm the best bartender.
And the bed close.
Nigga, I was just about to say that. And then when I get drunk enough to go to sleep, I can sleep anywhere. It's my house.
Exactly. And you don't got to search for pussy because it's already there. It's good.
What I'm saying?
And you got access. You got access to some fire ass music too. Just saying.
So fuck all that shit. Fuck the club. Stay at home. Touch your old lady, or do what I used to do. Get on social media and thirst trap bitches into hanging out with you.
And have a legitimate good time.
You find the thirst trap that you want to work, and they all work, dog. Don't get it twisted. They work. If you thirst trapper with some food and your favorite and her favorite drink and some smoke, what you doing? Oh no, I thought about going out with my girls, but I saw your snap, and that's all the stuff I like.
Mm-hmm. And you tell niggas, bands will make her dance, but so will her favorite song.
That's all
and
the
drink.
Stuff I like.
Because this is a callback to when I said women need to stop putting everything they like online.
That's so funny.
Because you know the fuck nigga that I used to be, I would study her. And then the next thing you know, it's that candle. It's that drink. Oh, she like weed? I got some weed in the snap.
Snapchat just snitching on yourself.
I'm playing her favorite song, her favorite artist too, and her favorite song. Oh yeah, you playing all the things I like. Gotcha, bitch. Beat me to it. Beat me to it. I was ready. You playing all the things like, I got you, bitch. Hiya.
Oh, that's got to be the title.
That's funny.
I mean, for sure, man. I mean, shout out to y'all who's still going to the club. It's going to hit. I know we sound like old hat, but it's going to hit you because I never thought I'd get tired of it either. I'm going to a bar and there's no music.
I went home and seen girls that was in the club when I was still single, still trying to get chose. And a bad thing about it, they was about 40-something pounds heavier. I was just like, ooh, you was cute when I was single. You still cute. Yeah.
What had happened was life. All right, man. You know,
them kids and them baby daddies catch up to you.
Hey, man. I mean, but to those out there, I mean, they're still in the club, enjoy it. And if you still a road warrior and going into the club with gray hair or no hair, I mean, do your thing. I mean, just You know, self-reflect when you get a chance.
Self-reflect.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hon, what's next?
Man, listen, we about to get to the final, which I thought was pretty interesting, Marty. I gotta admit. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Thank you.
So if we can, let's get to underrated, or what you would view as underrated classics in black cinema. Marty, since you came up with this, sir, can you start us off, please?
Yeah, I'm going to say I think it is a top-tier cast, top-tier film. It's got a great plot. Runtime is smooth. Plenty of quotables. Mm. And anybody that's seen this, if you really sit and think about it, it's an underrated classic.
The runtime is smooth.
Yeah. Like the movie just glides. The movie paused.
I know. I just wanted to make sure I heard that right. The runtime was smooth.
Is that a possible moment?
No, this nigga was just saying some shit that most niggas don't think about.
I think so.
The runtime was smooth.
Well, yeah, because if you think there's some movies where you're just like, okay, this movie was like, the movie was kind of short, or it's like, why was this movie was too fucking long? Like, there's some movies where you think back, you're like, it was a good movie, but it was kind of, you wouldn't go back to it. Unless it came on TV, you're not going to go back to it. And for me, Boomerang. Boomerang to me is the best, in my opinion, the best, like, underrated film in black cinema. It's a legendary fucking movie. It's fucking hilarious. It's just a classic. I mean, Eddie Murphy did his thing. I think that was the best movie he did, like, around that time period. Was that?
Underrated though.
It is. It never gets a shine. Either. Like, when it comes up in conversations, they always talk about like the basics and shit.
In what kind? Like, you got to think of the age group. What conversation?
Oh, that's true.
Because if it's us, yeah, it's underrated with us, but that wasn't for us. That was like for your mama them.
Yeah.
If I know about it, I don't think it's underrated.
Boomerang
was busting like a motherfucker, but when it comes up, or even when people talk about Eddie Murphy movies, it never gets any mention.
Yeah, because that shit like 18 movies down from the fire.
But I'm just like, damn, nigga, like, if I got to hear about Beverly Hills Cop, even fucking Harlem Nights, which was a good movie, I personally don't think it was, like, it could have been better.
Nigga, shut up.
It could have been better. What?
Nigga gonna say a black cinema. It could have been better. Nigga, at that time, you better be lucky we had that one.
Oh, no, it was a great movie. It's one of the movies, it's not black cinema, but it's one of the movies, it's a good fucking movie, but I just expected more from it was like Heat. It's not black cinema, but you know what I'm saying? You got Robert De Niro and Al Pacino in that. That movie should have been fire. And it's just like, it's there. It's one of the ones you got to remember.
I just think you just don't like Harlem Nights, nigga.
No, I like Harlem Nights. I like Harlem Nights a lot. That's not what I'm saying. See, twisting my words, nigga. I'm just saying in general, it's like, I feel like if Harlem Nights gets mentioned like that, so should Boomerang. It should just be right there in that tier. Boomerang was an amazing fucking movie.
It was a pretty good movie. It was okay, nigga. You in love with Halle?
I love Halle.
Would you, in fact? Robin, that's why.
That's why. Come on now, Strange. Come on.
That plot don't hilarious. Compare to Harlem Nights, though.
It's apples and oranges. I'm just saying, in the pantheon of where movies are mentioned from around like that scope, it should just get more respect. That's all I'm saying.
It should. It's like one of the first black rom-coms.
That's what I'm saying. It should get more respect than it gets. Because even with the younger cats that go back and, you know, they got the parents, you know what I mean? They got the uncles or the aunties or their parents and stuff when they go back and watch the movies. Like, I got a cousin that's 18 and his favorite movie is The Five Heartbeats. Smart nigga.
It should be.
That's what I'm saying. Smart nigga. But it's like, if I asked him, we talk about Boomerang, he's like, oh, I've never seen that one.
That ain't the 18. Like, shit, the movie came out way before his time.
Five Heartbeats is right around the same time.
But that's also his mama probably not liking Boomerang or some shit like that. Ask his mama.
I am. I gotta see what's up with that. But I'm just saying, like, Boomerang is one of them ones. I'm trying to think. Or even ones where it's, like, not all that serious. There's just some underrated ones that is just kind of, what was the one with Robert Townsend?
Meteor Man.
I'm gonna Meteor get you, Man. Sucker.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna get you suckers classic. Sure. Meteor Man was a fucking classic. Fucking even it was stupid, but it was funny. Blank Man was good. You know what I'm saying?
Class act.
Class act, play. Of course.
For some reason, that
nigga,
man...
y'all just keep like y'all just keep saying banger after banger after.
No,
banger
I know that
we're not
bro.
Saying they're not bangers. We're just saying that they don't get the same respect that other movies get.
What would That's you consider? What would you consider, Bunny? You got one?
Nah, I'm gonna sit this one out.
No, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey, listen.
You got security clearance. You could speak your mind, Queen.
I think. listen, there's. I grew up watching a bunch of black cinema anyway, because that's just what my parents were on. They would always rent a martial arts movie, black cinema. You know what I'm saying? Did like all Ooh. That.
The Sixth Man with Marlon Wayans and Kadeem Harrison.
Yeah.
Come on, that was a fire ass movie. Shit, even someone's you know what I mean? Underrated. I mean, it's not underrated. I think for a period of time, like Baps was great. You know what I'm saying? You know How to Be a Player.
I think he got underrated, confused with nigga classics.
Yeah, that's no, like just... classics in black cinema, bro.
Like if you say
I know how to be a player.
if you saying like underrated, I'm like
come on, Ride
by You or you like Ride? Fucking what was that? Out of Time. With what was the one with Denzel Washington and Sanaa Lathan?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking. Oh,
yo, any Denzel movie?
Oh wait a minute. Okay. Mighty Quinn, Mississippi Marsala was a fire. Were some banger. You know what I mean? Denzel movies too. I'm trying to think what else. Like Ride with Malik Yoba. Who else was in it?
Yo, low-key, I gotta say Man on Fire because, like, even though...
Man on Fire was...
Even though, like, everybody goes to, like, Denzel on Training Day because that's where he got his Oscar from. And also, I think Glory, too, is a supporting. But, like, mm-hmm. for real, come on, man. Man on Fire was cold, bro.
That shit was...
Like, let me pull something from Marty's vocabulary. I love the way the movie was shot. Right, because it gave you low-key gave you like Guy Ritchie, very glitchy shots, so it's snapping you from place to place, make like jerking you.
Cinematography like, was
yeah,
okay.
It was really good. It was on point. Storytelling, pretty damn good. And the fact is, like, you got this hard man who then becomes very close to a girl that gets kidnapped. Now he is out for blood and vengeance, and everybody's getting smoked. The one thing I did hate was just the fact that. You know, he couldn't make it out. But again, it tells a really good story. So Man on Fire for me is probably underrated.
What was that one? Nothing to Lose was fire.
Out of Time with Sanaa Lathan and Denzel Washington.
For sure.
Eva mm-hmm. Mendez was fire. Ava sure. Mendez.
Yeah,
sure.
that.
Oh, all fire. About the Benjamins as well.
Nah, bro, that's a
nigga.
That's a,
you
nah,
keep
bro.
Saying you know what, bangers.
Oh, my goodness, get this nigga out of here. You know what?
Nigga,
this
no one mentions it. No one mentions it when they talk about Ice Cube movies.
Sucio Boys podcast. This nigga Marty is just God. Saying all.
He's like Boys in the Hood.
Yeah,
I'm saying that. Don't disrespect me like that.
This nigga talk about dangerous. I'm gonna get you sucker. Like, wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute. That
this
is
nigga,
a classic.
Hey, why was he doing like Ish was in the beginning of the pod when they was like, "No, play a sleeper." He was like, "Yeah, this is some Jay-Z."
This shit is getting tired, bro. Y'all just fucking with this narrative in general. I said underrated doesn't mean that it's not a banger. It's not a classic. We all know
it. Okay, okay.
To when they talk about black cinema, it's like the little like the basic list, the shit that people go about. I'm not saying these aren't bangers or classics. I'm saying they should get more shine. Not taken away from it. That's why you twisting words. I'm saying, it's a banger. No. I'm not saying it's
all
not.
Right. All right. When you say it's, here's the definition for underrated. It's an adjective, not rated or valued highly enough.
Some of these aren't. Some of the ones I was talking about aren't.
How by
not
whom?
To say that they're not
by
bangers.
Whom?
Like, because
by whom?
We, because us
said
in this
black
space.
Black cinematography or black. You know what I'm saying? Black cinema.
Us in this space are well versed and understand it, but outside of this,
That sounds like
Black Sabbath. We could do a, like, literally, we have this conversation.
I get what you're saying.
And people would still point out the same ones. It sounds far fetched because all of us in here know what the fuck we're talking about. Outside of this scope, it's different.
So, like, it's within the culture, like talking about this within the culture.
That's how I even came up with the topic. That's how I came up with the topic. It's because I was having this conversation with people and I was like, yo, what are y'all talking about?
Marty, you be talking to too many fuck niggas, man.
Agreed.
He said, "You ain't lying."
That's what it sounds like.
I've been off space.
Another reason why you knew booty.
He'd be on both sides of. He'd be on that other side of Polly. Polly bullshit. Lot of bullshit.
Ooh, be nice. Be nice.
I'm not talking about the Polynesian people. I love Polynesian people. I'm talking about you be on a lot because poly means multiple. Lot of bullshit. Multiple.
What you talking about? Hey. What am I on bullshit for?
Kidding.
Please explain. Expound. What if?
We'll get to that.
And this has been another episode of the Sucio Boys.
That's why I don't listen to the podcast.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh my goodness!
I've had fun tonight. Like DJ, I laughed so
if
much.
You could, DJ, please. Let's get
I gotta be the martyr and shit.
You know wait. Before we get out of here, guess what, guys? Huh. I have a TikTok.
Hey,
oh, shit.
Gunshots for the boys.
Oh, shit. Yes, sir.
Sucio Sloan 217. Make sure y'all following. You dig what I'm saying? All right.
Ticks are talking.
Ticks are talking. You dig what I'm saying? And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know, another great pod as always. Episode 58 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Miss Bunny, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BBunnyRoo. That's BBunnyRoo.
Make sure y'all give her a follow. You dig what I'm saying? Sloan, where can they follow you, sir?
Well, you can follow me on TikTok on my new page, Sucio Sloan 217. Also, you can catch me at 7:30 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays having coffee with Rev Ron. Hashtag coffee with Rev on Twitter Spaces. We do it from 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to whenever we decide to get off that motherfucker.
That shit go up.
You can follow me on Twitter, Sucio Sloan 217, Instagram, Sloan Kettering 217, TikTok, Sucio Sloan 217. I was gonna say something else. It was something else coming. Did I get that? Yeah, I got that. Oh shit, hold on. I don't know. Come back to me. I got some more stuff.
Hey, Marty, where can they find you?
You know what I'm saying? Find me at @M_McFlyer than you on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You can find me in your playlist. You know what I'm saying? If it's a good one. More music coming soon. You know what? I might have to get back on the, eventually get back on the gram. You know what I'm saying? Found me a sane one now. So I might, you know, it might be a safe space to go back.
Oh, okay. I remember what I was going to say. You can follow me on, I'll be on the Sucio Boys podcast Twitter, Sucio Boys POD.
Gang.
And also, if y'all want to holler at us, you can holler at us at the Instagram, Twitter, or you can email us as well at SucioBoysPodcast@gmail.com. If you have anything you want to say to us, holler at us, boy. We're looking for some feedback and some of your comments to see how you guys feel about the show and things of that nature.
Contribute a topic if you'd like, you know.
Right.
Yes, please,
if you want shout outs,
if
you want shout outs, you might want to email us or send us some DMs and stuff like that.
You got a product you want sponsored, or you want to shoot out, you know what I'm saying?
On God. Yeah, we're just out here working, guys, you know, enjoying time and we're putting our head down and just working and grinding, as the kids say. We're grinding.
You know what I'm saying?
Grinding.
800 number one Shogun. You can find me, the Aaron Hunter, on Twitter and a.hun.shogun. That's my burner next to my burner next to my burner. You can also find me on IG as well at a.hun.shogun. On Facebook, same moniker, a.hun.theshogun on, let's see, TikTok, a.hun, I think, the Shogun, and also on Snapchat, a.hun, the Shogun. I think that's all one word. One of those. Find me, Aaron Hunter. You got it. You dig what I'm saying? Make sure that when you listen to us, either on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or any other RSS feed, that you give us a like, 5-star rating. That helps us move up so we can be seen and heard by more people. Also, make sure that you, like they said, send us comments, questions, likes, concerns, topics, all those things. We engage, we interact, especially on Twitter. Find us in the Twitter spaces. We'll also be doing Twitter spaces as well. Yeah.
Also, if you give a shit rating, you're an op.
Right. That's not a good way to leave. Also, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, and mind your business. I got to go wash my ass. That's what
I got an appointment that I got to get to right now. Yeah. So, this has been another episode of Sucio Boys Podcast, episode 58. We're going to get to the title at New Booty. You know what? That's it, man.
God damn.
That's it.
Come on.
That's it. New Booty. Sorry, bro.
Come on, Ustaz.
Sorry, not sorry.
We got to push
this
40
two pods in a row.
Hey, come on. Hey, Bunny, send him that the basic bitch from Boston.
I will. My phone's charging right now, but I will.
All right. Thank you. Dang, Marty, that's crazy. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe on all DSPs. We appreciate it very much. We love y'all. And we about this bitch.
Bye.